I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Oh, good. My hooker's here.
We know each other. He's a friend from work.
No, you're a hooker.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's a real friend. We have the best of times. And despite my worst crimes, Lacey, please don't ever become a stranger.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just Taylor Swift quotes.
Oh. I'm sorry. I don't know Taylor Swift songs. I thought that was obvious after the last podcast. We had been looking forward to our date all year long. It was a night promised to be filled with love, good music, intoxicated bed yoga, and bonus bathroom breaks. The woman formerly known as my work best friend is...
Amy Nichols.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you remember, but once upon a time, we pulled a big owl and promised that we had this huge show coming up in October. And I think the only reason that we did it was because, like, we didn't have a lot of stuff going on at the time. So we were like, oh, okay, well, I can promise you there's going to be something big going on in October. So, not to under-deliver, but this is it!
Yay!
This is our huge show!
Finally here!
This is our after Taylor Swift show. We had Taylor Swift over the weekend. Great time.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking loved her.
She's a doll.
She's so cute and so poised or posed? Poised?
I guess poised.
Poised. Just the way that, like, she looks up whenever she's done singing a song and everything. She's so freaking adorable. I'm such a great fan. But we kicked off the weekend by you coming over to my house. I had been celebrating Taylor all day long. I was listening to a concert on repeat. I was watching her DirecTV videos, like making of a songs, making of the album, everything else. I mean, to the point where Jeremy was like, you're going to be there in a little bit. Do we have to put this on replay again? But like, but Amy's about to come.
Well, I listened to the album the whole week too, preparing, actually more than the week, but religiously that week.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit happy to turn off the CD finally, because I had been like jam packing it so much in for the last couple of weeks that it was nice to change my radio for once, because I'd been listening to it for so much. And I mean, I still love it. I went to my girlfriend's house yesterday and she put it on Taylor Swift for me and we sat there and jammed out to Taylor Swift. So like, I'm not over it or anything. Well, it was just nice to be able to change it for once.
I felt the same way because I watched it. I think I listened to it for 3 months straight. No, I got it for Christmas. Yeah. And I listened to it every single day, every second in the car until my birthday. And I gave myself the gift of, okay, you can listen to something other than Taylor Swift.
But I did like it because last time I went to the concert, I did not buy her CD and I did not listen to it. So I only knew like the radio hits and some of the older stuff that she did. So a lot of her songs. And then you saw this time, like she performed the entire album. So had we have not listened to the album, we would only know like a couple of songs. So I was glad that I had listened to it the whole time in order to better prepare myself for it. But leading up on that day, I had so much time on my hands and like I was so anxious and just pacing that by the time you got to my house and you did not get to my house late, I was completely ready. Like I was trying to tell myself, chill the F out. You've got 3 hours to go and my hair was done. Why am I doing my hair?
Well, I wanted to be there an hour earlier than what I was. That's what I had planned on doing. But there were some complications. I didn't know if I should tell you now or tell you later.
What?
Well, you know, I told you that I was picking up my dad from the airport. Which
I'm against.
You're against. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And God, I was waiting for so long for him to come out. And he's mid-70s, you know? He's pushing the old button, you know?
If you're going to tell me now that your dad died and you didn't tell me because of the concert, I'm going to be so mad at you.
No. So I waited for almost an hour. And I was like, what the heck? This is ridiculous. I'm calling him. His phone's turned off. I'm like, okay, something bad happened. And they won't let you park the front of the airport anymore, mm-hmm. The curbside anymore, which I think is stupid. Why the heck not? I'm not going to blow anything up. I just want to sit here for a minute, an hour. So finally I was like, okay, I need to have them page my dad because he's either sitting at the carousel or something bad happened. He's like, oh, you've been waiting for about an hour? We had an older gentleman, a big guy, who was taken out in an ambulance about an hour ago. I'm like, oh, my God. Because my dad has had a couple episodes recently where he's been hospitalized. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, this is my dad. I've been sitting at the airport for an hour, but he's actually at the hospital. I freaked out. I found out the number. I called to get the name. Thank God it wasn't him. I certainly hope that gentleman is okay, but thank God it wasn't my dad. Turns out I had the wrong day. I went to the airport, 30 minutes there, waited an hour, 30 minutes back, 2 hours of my day, and he wasn't there because I even went into the airport. I parked. I went. I was like, you need to look this guy up. He's not at the hospital. I can't find him. He's not answering his phone. He's like, well, he's not on the list. It's like, oh. Because he wasn't on the plane. It was the wrong day.
What day were you supposed to go get him?
The very next day, on Sunday.
And you had to go back and get him on Sunday?
Which was another 2 hours because I got there too early. Anyways, I felt like such an idiot.
I did something kind of similar one time. Right after I graduated high school, I moved back to Georgia. And one of my friends that I had graduated high school with went to the military school, like kind of close to us, but it was still 2 hours away. And my mom drove me out so I could go meet my friend. I was just meeting him and I was going to take him out to lunch. Cause I mean, you're close enough by, you don't know this area. You definitely don't have family who can come visit just for a couple hours. So me and my mom went out there and we were going to take him to lunch. We went the day before. So we drove and like we got lost. We even ended up in Alabama and had to turn around and come back. Maybe. Is Alabama close to Georgia? Mississippi. Whatever. But yeah, we ended up in the next state, had to turn around, finally made it to this military college or military school. And it was on the wrong day. And then we went back the next day because home dude had nobody.
Yeah. Well, I just felt so stupid and I couldn't be mad at anyone other than myself because I just assumed he gave me a piece of paper telling me with the date listed on there, this is when to pick me up. And I just didn't look at it. I just left it at home and assumed.
Well, why didn't he answer his phone?
He was on vacation. He turned his phone off for vacation.
Oh, because he wasn't coming back till the next day. Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, you were texting me. He's like, hey, when are you going to get here? I'm wondering if I should get ready. And I was like, I'm at the airport, not knowing at the time that I shouldn't have been there. But that's why I was so late.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
No, I had nothing but time on my hands. Jeremy was taking a nap. So I just sat around and got ready and that's it. And for me to do my hair so early in advance, like my hair falls anyway. So for me to do it 3 hours before, like I'm guaranteeing that my hair is not going to look like anything.
But you looked so good. I showed up and I was like, wow.
Okay, well, thank you for saying that because I normally don't dress the way that I dress for Taylor Swift. But
you're supposed to do that for concerts. I feel like that's like the trend. That's what you're supposed to do. So you did it right.
Dress like a hooker?
No.
I was hanging out.
You did not look like a
hooker. No, I was hanging out. I had my boobs were out.
We did have to take a few pictures. Like, no, that's too boopy. Let's redo it.
And like sometimes cleavage looks good. And then other times, like especially you and I are kind of wrapped around each other. So then you got the boobs scrunched together. Well, then cleavage looks like butt crack. And that's not sexy, you know? So I felt like I was all out there. And so Jeremy asked me twice. He's like, are you comfortable in that outfit? And I'm like, you know what? I was. And now you're making me paranoid because normally that's his code for you ain't looking so good. Or he won't tell me that. But if I ask him, do I look okay in this? He's like, I don't think you'll be comfortable in that. And that means like, you know, I'll be tugging at it. And he knows me well enough that I'm not going to be comfortable in it. I actually felt comfortable, damn it.
And you looked great.
But yeah, I was I was definitely all hanging out for the concert. I think I might have surprised Kelly whenever we ran into Kelly at the end of the night.
What did she say?
She didn't say anything. It was just kind of her look like, whoa.
No, she said she was distracted with the girls. I think she was just like in a state of panic, I think, like through the entire night.
She had five girls with her, but I've told Kelly, like, you have a different image of me if you think I'd be walking around in a sports bra and then I show up at a concert without any clothes on. And she's like, I knew you had that little hoe in you somewhere.
Whatever.
But after you came over and I am completely ready, this is how we kicked off Taylor Swift Day.
Amy just got here and we took a celebratory drink and she walked in with goodies.
Yes. Mike from DJ Radios got his daughter a Taylor Swift box, and Lacey complained about it for about 2 days, but she didn't get one, so I handmade a Taylor Swift gift box / bag via me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I got nervous for a second. I thought you were about to say that Mike gave this to you.
Oh God, no.
I was going to be like, well, thank God I chewed him out yesterday. Okay, does it matter which one I open?
No,
I have
it doesn't
two.
Matter. These are all things... Taylor Swift, whether they she likes them or it's Tay related.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm very grateful you did not bring me a cat. Jeremy would be very mad about that.
You can read that later. I spent $5, less than $5. This is like super budget.
Oh! I did get a cat calendar, Lisa Frank, too. I still love Lisa Frank. I love this.
It's got unicorns on it, too.
This is great. And it's for next year, so yes! I don't have to flip it till October. Thank you. Uh-oh. Here's... It's a shirt, and it says Tay. That's all I see on it so far. Did you make this?
Yes.
It's a shirt that says gay for Tay.
I do not expect you to wear it tonight, but I thought you might like to wear it out in the house.
I absolutely love it. Oh my goodness. Oh, I got two more things in here. Aw, a teen necklace. That's gorgeous. Gorgeous. And a reptile keychain. I'd rather be at a Taylor Swift concert coffee mug. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
Oh, that is so incredibly sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought the t-shirt was so funny.
I freaking love it.
So... the gifts were so perfect. Like, the lettering on them was so perfect that I didn't realize till the next day. Like, I asked you if you made it, but I thought it was iron-on letters. And I didn't even realize that you painted the coffee mug, too. So did you use any kind of stencil, or
no,
was that freehand?
It's freehand. I penciled it out with a pencil and just... you know, washed it away whenever it dried.
I thought it looked great. I thought that you found the mug somewhere and bought that at the dollar store. I didn't realize that you had painted that. And then the letters, I assumed, were iron-on until I noticed the next day that they were puffy.
All paint that I had sitting at the house because I'm so crafty.
I thought that was really creative.
It was fun. It was fun to do. I like getting crafty. It's something, well, I don't know what I'm doing with my time most of the days. But
shout
yeah.
out.
But it was fun. And it was like perfect because I spent under $5. I love that.
And the thought behind it. I'm a horrible gift giver. I don't know what to give people. Let me know what you want and I can make it happen. Jeremy is the worst to buy gifts for because I buy him something great. He doesn't use it. I buy him something stupid. He does. It does not matter.
Yeah.
He's so frustrating to buy for. I have one thing I'm going to get him for Christmas this year. That's going to be great. But it's because there's one thing that he's super passionate about. And
baseball.
And I know that he will love this. My mom actually had the exact same thought. And
did you steal it from her?
No. She was asking me for something. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because I think we're doing the same thing. And we're doing something very similar.
Oh, always keep the ideas to myself. And I'll give like the grandparents the not so great gifts. Because you always want to take credit for the best gift.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's expensive. And then you let the grandparents buy it.
But yeah, I never know what to do with gifts because I don't know. You're so hard. And like, my sister-in-law is so good at gifts and I never know what to get her. Like, I just found out she likes Harry Potter a couple years ago. So every gift has been Harry Potter since then. But she always nails it with me. She always gets me really cute stuff. And I'm like, stop.
Well, it was fun. I'm glad you liked it. It was just something silly.
Yes, I absolutely loved it. So we got ready. We went to a Thai restaurant.
I got ready so fast. I am really impressed with myself. And I'm pretty sure Jeremy's impressed with me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was really good. Went to a Thai restaurant. What do you think of the Thai restaurant?
I am a big Thai fan. I feel like it was a good Thai infusion American restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But not straight up Thai.
Wasn't my favorite. I enjoyed it more last time. This time, I tasted that food for the rest of the concert, and that was just gross for me.
I didn't have that problem. You did hand me like multiple gums or mints.
I could not get that taste out of my mouth, which, I mean, I also had like, they have homemade sriracha. I had half a bottle of sriracha with my food, but that's not what it tasted like. It was like just straight garlic for the rest of the night.
I liked it. It was good.
And then Jeremy drops us off at front, and we had to walk to Taylor Swift and then walk all the way up to our seats.
We are walking up right now. How are you feeling, Amy?
Feeling great. I'm very excited. And I'm glad that I wore flats because there is quite a trek upstairs.
To the nosebleed section? Are you gently like talking crap right now?
Absolutely not. I'm loving the nosebleed. Nosebleed means nothing to me.
We are getting a workout after that Thai meal that we had. I feel like there's that. Oh, how many Camila Cabello songs do you know?
I know this one that's playing. I don't know the name of it or the lyrics because I'm not very good at that.
I was just about to ask you that. Sing it.
Or, no, God no. But I also know Havana, and that's the only part of it that I know. Ooh, na 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 na.
Same. So if we need to dip out during her performance, I'm good.
Yeah. Potty break.
But zero potty breaks during
Taylor. No, I can hold it. I'm a big girl.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
We sound so winded at the beginning.
We are walking all the way up to the very, very top. We were in the 400s. And Jeremy had told me before, like, Taylor Swift did something cool this last time where she wanted her fans to get tickets. So you could follow these sets of instructions like this for points, buy this, do all this different kind of stuff. Social media.
Yeah. That's not something.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Don't be telling me what I have to do on social media. Mm-hmm. I don't do a lot on social media, so I don't want to be like, ooh, I'm doing this for Taylor Swift.
Is it for the fans to get better seats, or is it so that you trend more on social media and are a hot topic?
You know who it worked out for?
Who?
Russ's girlfriend, Alicia. She did.
Oh, yeah.
She did all this stuff. She ended up bottom of the stage at one of the side stages, and she actually got to touch Taylor Swift.
He walked through this office and showed that video to every single person.
Yeah. And you thought I was going to get mad, but I had already seen it because I was mad. We were talking about Mike earlier.
Which is radio DJs. Yeah. DJ radio.
Mike from Radio DJs. He has met Taylor Swift before. I don't know how, but he ended up getting his daughter to get a package from Taylor Swift saying, like, welcome to the concert and stuff. And then him and his family went and met Taylor Swift. So I was sending him, like, death threats. I hate you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, we saw this while we were sitting in our nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
So it, like, you plummeted. You're just like, brr. I didn't know you would recover. You were so upset.
And then he told me, so I've had very little to do with him besides give him eat crap stares and look away immediately. But I did talk to him on Monday and he said, oh, me and my wife thought you were hilarious. We were reading these texts and I'm like, great. So your wife now knows that I hate you and your whole family too. Like, keep that to yourself, because he didn't even respond back. And then the next day I felt bad.
No, because we found out she didn't even stay for the whole concert.
Yeah. Oh. None of them did.
Oh, my
His daughter was too tired.
Yeah. Oh, boo-hoo.
Then the next day I was like, ugh, I don't want him to be mad at me. So I sent him like a fake apology and the YouTube to Taylor's Why You Gotta Be So Mean. And he still didn't respond to me.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, whatever. I'm just done with you until I need you for next time. So we had all that going on during Taylor Swift. We went and met up with a friend, Stephanie. We got to meet Stephanie and her sister. So yes. That was kind of cool. Got to go see my friend DJ for a minute. Had to kill time between the two openers, really. Because, yeah. I mean, sorry, just not familiar with their music.
Well, and last time you showed up at the perfect time, right before Taylor went on. And I guess we just jumped the gun.
Well, it sucked, though, that time just because they had somebody. Oh, Vance Joy. Mm-hmm. I would have been cool seeing Vance Joy. But I didn't get to see you at the concert or after the concert 3 years ago because me and my friend showed up right before. Like, we showed up, bought a shirt, went and sat down at our seats, and that was it. So that part did suck. I wanted to make sure I didn't know about traffic. I didn't know how anything was going to do. And God forbid, I didn't want to be late for Taylor at all. So we ended up getting there a little bit early. So we had time to kill and to talk some more. Do you remember recording everything?
I think so.
Okay. This is what we recorded right before Taylor came on.
We're waiting on Taylor Swift.
We are moments away. I'm so excited. I was going to try to start it and you messed me over.
Hold on, redo.
We are moments away.
We are moments away from Taylor Swift. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Oh. We have people.
I love your shirt.
Circling in. There's a lot of movement, a lot of action, a lot of excitement.
I was going to say there's a lot of people in the nosebleeds, but they are completely sold out, so that would be why. We're like 10 rows from the top.
At least 12, maybe 12.
Which is the complete opposite of our last, my last experience.
Yeah. The work best friend didn't experience that last time.
Yeah, last time I was super close, this time I'm super close to the top.
I'm about the same spot as last time, just the other side. So I'm just getting like a different view, and I like that.
That's totally Big Al's fault, and possibly a little bit of your fault for not being better friends with me. You should have been more than just a work friend, and a bathroom friend.
Yeah, I need to try harder, I guess.
Gifts would have helped. I love my gifts.
Yay, I'm so glad.
I'm wearing my tea necklace right now.
Yes. It's 47 cents.
I can't wait to... Also, you are completely Kelly Raspberry for saying how much you spent on a gift. Because Kelly loves to do that. She's like, do you like your gift bag? Really? Because I got it from the dollar store. So,
well, I think I did better than Kelly because 47 cents is obviously less than a dollar.
I'm very proud of you. And I really love my gifts. I really do.
Yay, I'm glad. Thank you.
I'm also going to wear my Gay for Tay shirt to work on Monday.
You are?
Mm-hmm. And in case it's inappropriate, I hope you got me the right size, though, because I ain't trying to do snot.
I cut off this size. I got it at the dollar store, so there were limited sizes. It's a 2XL.
Okay, I didn't try it on.
I know 2XL seems like a lot, but it looked like it would fit me, so I thought it would fit you, and I know that sounds really bad. But it's dollar store, so I really think that it's going to work.
It's fine.
I'm really sorry. I cut it out. I knew. I was like, I'm not going to tell her, and I cut the tag out.
I love it. Anna was here last night. She is such a sweetheart. She hasn't spoiled anything for us, so I'm so excited.
I had to skip through her Instagram stories. I had to fast forward because I didn't want anything to be spoiled.
I quit looking at other Instagram stories. I looked at hers because I was trying to see what she wore, and I don't think that she spoiled. And then we were on a group text with somebody else who's not coming,
yeah.
And they were trying to ask and never got a response. And finally I had to tell them, like, she's not responding for a reason because Anna knows.
Stop talking.
All right. Still think first song's going to be ready for it.
Yes, agreed.
What song do you hope she plays?
That's old school?
Any.
I want her to play Don't Blame Me. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And it has this old school feel.
Yeah, it's like Hozier, which I guess he's a little bit old school. I like him.
He's also anti-Lacey getting married in Ireland. Happy anniversary to me. What other song do you hope she plays?
I hope she plays Hour for You. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to sing it with me?
I don't know the words. I don't know country Taylor, so I'm not sure that I'll be able to, but I'm going to try my hardest.
Also, did I just ask you if you want to sing a Taylor Swift song with me? Because I think you have proven that you know none. It's okay. We'll learn them here together.
Yay!
Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you for bringing the flask.
You're welcome.
Sorry my clothes are too tight. Sorry, Jeremy asked me if I was comfortable in what I'm wearing. That probably means my clothes are too tight.
That's like I you the double XL.
What?
Sorry.
An a-hole.
Sorry my clothes are too tight. That's why I got you a double XL.
That was just a cheap shot because I thought it would be funny to say, but it's obviously not. What a jerk.
Oh, no, it was funny. It was definitely funny.
You know I don't mean that.
Oh, I don't care. Well, I don't care at all.
Whatever.
So a little something from that clip that you did not notice.
Oh, me slurring?
No, that was obvious. No, I heard this in the background.
We're so high up.
That was somebody behind us as we're recording talking about how absolutely high up that we are. Because, I mean, these seats were pretty ridiculous in a not good way.
But I felt, you know, sometimes whenever you're at the very top and you're looking down, there's just bodies and you're just tilted, you know, down. And it's a little nerve-wracking. But we had like a little railing. So I felt safer than I normally do in those kinds of situations.
Well, for me, like, I have really bad vision. I legit could not see Taylor if it was not for the screens. Couldn't tell because she was so small.
She's a little ant.
Yeah.
Like, walking across.
So, I mean, I could tell sometimes if she was, like, solo or in front. But a lot of times, you know, there's a group of them dancing together. I couldn't see her.
She had
I could
an
not
extra
see her from...
spotlight on her
mm-hmm.
than, you know, the rest of the dancers or whatever. But, yeah. But it was so fun.
It was a good time.
She's just great.
It was a good time. She did open up with Are You Ready For It?
Of course.
Which was fantastic. She played, I mean, she didn't play ours, but I didn't really expect for her to. But she played everything that I wanted her to. Besides that, Romeo and Juliet's one of my favorites, their love story.
You wanted her
to do... We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Yeah. I don't know why that took me so long. I had to like sing it in my head. But
get to the hook.
Yeah. But it was a really good time.
God, when Sugarland came out, I think that's when I hit the bottle hard. I was so depressed. So depressed that it was Sugarland. The closing night, their special guest was Sugarland?
Yeah. Oh. I have no idea who they are.
Oh, it was so depressing.
But I mean, it's fine. She performed, what's her song number two? The one with Ed Sheeran and...
Endgame.
Yes, Endgame. Whenever she started performing Endgame, I was like, yes. Because we were all kind of hopeful that Ed Sheeran was going to come out. And I know that's highly unlikely.
Oh, I didn't think that. Or I hadn't heard that.
Hopeful.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. I'm sure he's somewhere else right now. But how cool would that have been?
Yeah, it would have been
to
great.
Come out. And then Sweet Anna, she's keeping everything a secret despite being on a group text. Everybody wants to know, oh, what's this, and finally I had to shut that down because I'm like, dude, she's not saying it for a reason. Like, unless she goes on a solo message, she knows.
Yeah,
Anna's got her back on that. But they had Maren Morris the first night, who I actually think would have been better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm still not even familiar with her. If I'm not familiar with Charlie XCX or Camila Cabello, why the hell would I be familiar with Sugarland or Maren Morris? But I know we at least play her music. But all in all, good concert. Great concert.
It was a great concert.
I think I definitely want better seats next time. So if Taylor asks us to do something, I will definitely do it. I have had a dream about her since then.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You weren't in it. I'm sorry.
Great.
Because y'all was.
I'm sure.
I don't remember. It wasn't her concert, though. I think it was just a hanging out type of thing. And it wasn't to disclude you. Don't get me wrong.
No,
it was just funny that
best friend.
It was just funny that I happened to have a dream a couple days later and look who's in my dream. Because you can't ever help who's in your dream. But it was something.
Did you have makeup on?
Yeah, I mean, I want to say it was more of an outside setting. It wasn't a best friend hanging out thing. Now that I'm reflecting back on it, it might have been something similar like Taylor walking by in a crowd, kind of like what she was doing down there.
Yeah.
So even though I don't remember her singing or anything like that, either we were in a crowded place or she was walking by somehow. But yeah, I had a dream about her. I watched her on the AMAs. She was amazing on the AMAs.
I missed it.
I had a kind of Taylor Swift party with my neighbor last night. I hadn't seen her in a long time. And I came over and she had Taylor Swift just jamming out. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I know you went to her concert and I thought you would like this. And so on Alexa, it just played all the Taylor Swift hits. And it made me realize how much more music of hers I do know, even though I don't have a lot of her albums.
She's got a lot of hits.
Yeah, all of that playing. And I mean, that was through Amazon. So it included her new album. So I mean, it was playing a lot of stuff, not just her record hits. But yeah, been very Taylor Swift heavy in my life lately. So
Angie wore this shirt. I was so surprised. I really didn't think you'd wear it on Monday.
No, I wore the shirt. It fit perfectly. So thank you for that. Everybody thought it was hilarious. People came in with their Taylor Swift shirts, with their Reputation shirts. And we didn't even check out her merch.
I never do, though. I never get merch from any concert that I go to.
I do sometimes. But I really wear my Taylor Swift shirt that I got last time. And I love it. So yeah. I didn't feel like I needed another one. I'll probably scope her out online and see if I can find anything. But yeah, everybody thought my shirt was hilarious. And I did wear a jacket. So because, I mean, that is kind of inappropriate, you know,
sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I did wear my jacket just in case anybody said anything or, you know, I needed to cover up if somebody was coming in. So anytime I would show it to people, I would open up my jacket. And so whenever my back's turned,
you look like a flasher. George,
boss man George comes to our room and I'm like, hey, George, look at my shirt. And I open up my jacket and everybody behind me is like, you totally look like you're flashing him right now. But everybody thought that my shirt was hysterical. I haven't figured out what to do with it yet, though, because can I wash that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see why not. It's puff paint, so it's like soaked into the fabric, I think. Yeah, I would think so. Maybe not dry it on like high heat or something. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But it might stick to each other.
So that's the only thing. I hadn't washed it yet. I put it to the side. I wear clothes a couple times before I wash them anyway, so it's not like it's not dirty. I didn't do anything bad in it. I did have an appointment later that day, and I wasn't sure if I was going to leave work in enough time, so I did have to pack another shirt just in case, so I didn't show up to this random appointment with a Gay for Tay shirt just in case they didn't get the joke.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, I have one random thing to tell you. News story.
Okay.
That I thought was funny. Because I've kind of been in this position before. There's this 44-year-old guy named Barton Bishop, shout out, in Louisville, Kentucky. He was arrested in July for stealing various things, including garden gnomes from people's yards. Dozens of garden gnomes. He was due in court a few weeks ago to face 67 counts of receiving stolen property, but he never showed up. So now there's a warrant out for his arrest, and the police are looking to track him down. So he's a wanted man on the run, all because of a bunch of gnomes.
67
counts? Stole. Well, wow. I mean, it's still stealing property.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And
that's a lot of work, though. I mean, you have to do some serious searching to find 67 in your, even in your town.
I'm a bad person, but I think that's hilarious. I have my say what again, Samuel Jackson yard gnome that I love.
I noticed it for the first time this past weekend. It's cute.
I've always been paranoid leaving stuff out in the yard because what if you do take it? What if, I mean,
stake their stuff down.
People spend money on yard decorations. I don't have anything extensive, but I mean, I do have a couple things out there because I try to make it look cute. To make up for the fact that I don't take care of my yard. But also because I dated this guy whenever I wasn't even 21, and he would take lawn ornaments from people, him and his friend. And that was kind of their joke. They would find different lawn ornaments and take them from people and then like show how much that they collected. So at the time I thought that was really funny, and I was walking around the apartments that I lived in, and I saw a little grill. And for some reason, my thought was, if this thing is not nailed to the ground, I'm going to steal it. And like, why would it be nailed to the ground? I didn't live in a bad area. So whenever I walked back by, I took it with me and I threw it in my storage unit in my apartment and never used it because it was a charcoal grill. I still don't know how to charcoal.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do with it?
Whenever I moved, like, several months to a year later, my dad was in my unit helping me move stuff out. And he's like, when did you get this grill? And I was like, oh, I got it a long time ago. Somebody gave it to me, this and this. And he opened it and there was still food on it. So whoever grill I took still had food on it that had been sitting out there.
Yeah.
For that long.
I'm surprised there wasn't like an infestation with food out there. Ugh.
Me too, but I mean, I was a dirty girl anyway. So, well, you don't take care of your home whenever you're that young.
No,
I wasn't 21 then, and it was outside my outside unit. So, I mean, yeah, I don't even know what was out there.
It's too funny though.
Have you ever done anything like that?
I stole things at restaurants. I've taken like glasses that are like, from a pub if it's got like their imprint on it or something. I've done that whenever me and my first girlfriend who got an apartment straight out of high school, we just needed to supply our kitchen. So wherever we went, we would take the big purse because we're going to bring home stuff, which is awful. Really, really awful. We only did it a few times, but ramekins, steak knives, that kind of thing. It's awful.
Oh, I used to do that at restaurants that I worked at. But we would come home with toilet paper, but it'd be like the big roll of toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Not just the little handheld ones, not the little boys.
I guess it's not stealing if nobody wants it, but there was this like giant 18-wheeler tire on the side of the road once that I tried to steal and stuff into the back of my car. It was too big. It was such a big tire. I couldn't even fit it in my car. So I don't know if that's considered stealing since it was left on the side of the road.
What did you do with it?
I couldn't get into my car, so I ended up just leaving it. It was full of like this nasty water, so when I was like lifting it up into the back of my car, it just like got me all nasty. That's it. That's my story. It's a really good one. So I guess that taught me not to get garbage off the side of the road anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a nice message. Don't forget to check us out on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.